哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to our brothers and sisters。
愿神施恩祝福我们大家。
May God grant peace and grace to everyone here。
使徒行传是主耶稣亲自安排和定定的福音的蓝图。
Acts is a book that records a pattern that Lord Jesus Himself wanted us to follow。
从第一章到第七章是在耶路撒冷犹太全地所发生的事。
And from Acts chapter 1 to 7 is about what happened in the area of Jerusalem and Judea.
然后第八章到十二章是在撒玛利亚地区和其他地方所发生的事。
And then Acts 8 to 12 records the events in Samaria and other regions nearby.
十三章到二十八章是到地极所发生的事。
Acts 13 to 28 is what happens when they preach to the ends of the world.
完全遵照使徒行传一章八节主耶稣所说的话。
And this is in accordance to the prophecy that Lord Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
当你们得到圣灵的时候，必要得着能力。
When you receive the power that comes upon you.
然后福音从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚地区直到地极，做主的见证。
From the Holy Spirit you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
那在使徒行传里面有重要的三个正统。
And there are three important patterns in the book of Acts.
成为教会在神的面前所发展重要的条件。
It is the three important criteria by which the church must prosper.
我们上午已经讲了道真道的正统。
In the morning, we have discussed the pattern sound teaching.
这一堂时间我们要来跟大家谈圣灵的正统。
And the second one we're studying right now will be the pattern of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的正统简称为灵统。
And it is also the pattern of the Holy Spirit's work.
道统是要靠灵统来去完成它。
And the pattern sound doctrine has to be fulfilled by the pattern of the Holy Spirit.
我们来看这个使徒行传第九章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
第五节。
Verse 5.
九章的五节。
Acts 9, 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
他说主啊你是谁主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣
And he said who are you Lord The Lord answered I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting
在这里保罗要往大马士的路上神的荣光照耀他
And here Paul was on a journey to Damascus when he was shown by the bright light of Jesus
那他说主啊你是谁啊
And he questioned Lord who are you
主耶稣回答说你是我就是你所逼迫的耶稣
And Lord Jesus identified himself saying, I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting.
所以在这里我们看到
Here we see.
宗教信仰要能够信得很真的你必须要进到神的圣灵里面去啊。
In order to be a true believer, you must enter into the essence of the Holy Spirit.
所以在这里说耶稣是主也成为灵统的基础。
And here it says that Lord Jesus is the foundation of the patternless Holy Spirit.
如果你没有这样的一个体验
if you do not have such an experience,
也没有这样的一个认知啊
if you have no such recognition,
你就很难在这个道理上面有很好的前进
then you'll have very little advancement in the Word of God.
我们来看使徒行传十七章
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
十七章的第三节
Acts 17 verse 3
讲解臣民基督必须受害从死里复活又说我所传给你们的这一位耶稣就是基督
Explain demonstrating that Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead saying this Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ
所以保罗在这里很清楚的他的传福音的中心原则就在耶稣基督身上从来不改变
So the crux of Paul's gospel preaching has always been centered on Jesus Christ
我们很多宗教人士传到后来都在传自己
Many of the evangelists today preach themselves.
自己所讲的就超过圣经的基督的教训。
They have exceeded the boundaries of the teachings of the Bible.
但保罗在这里说，我们传给你们的就是这位耶稣是主。
But here Paul says, the one that we preach to you is Jesus Christ.
所以当他被主的光照耀的时候
，So when Paul was shown the glorious light of God，
他有这个很清楚的体验。
He had a very clear experience。
原来他所逼迫的就是那一位耶稣基督。
One that he was persecuting was Lord Jesus Christ himself。
他是救主。
And he was in fact the
Savior。这是在他不了解的时候做的事。
And he did this persecution while he was still。
所以他受洗以后，他常常说他是罪人中的罪魁啊。
his ignorance. So therefore, after he was baptized, he always identified himself as chief of sinners. Because he was the one who persecuted all the members of the church. And when a person has made that change, transformation in his faith, this transformation can only occur if he has received the Holy Spirit from God. So the pattern of the Holy Spirit is pattern of spirit. And Lord Jesus greatly emphasizes this. Let's look at Acts chapter 1. Verse 3
to 5. 使徒行传第一章,
3节到5节. Acts 1, 3 to 5.
第三节, 他受害之后, 用许多的凭据, 将自己 活活地显给使徒们看, 40天之久, 向他们显现, 传说神国的事。
To him he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
第四节,
Verse 4.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候, 吩咐他们说, 不要离开耶路撒冷, 要等候父所应许的, 就是你们听见我所说过的。
And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me.
约翰是用水施洗, 但不多时候, 你们要受圣灵的洗。
Verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
所以在这里耶稣又特别交代使徒门徒们啊, 要在耶路撒冷城, 等候。
So here, Lord Jesus specifically commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit.
其实有关圣灵的预言呢，早在旧约圣经里面就有说了。There
has already been many prophecies of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament.
我们可以来看约珥书第二章。We
can look at Joel chapter 2.
约珥书的第二章。Joel
chapter 2.
约珥书第二章,
Joel chapter 2.
第二章我们来看这个 28节29节,
Verse 28-29.
第二章的28节29节,
Joel chapter 2 verse 28-29.
在第二章的28-29,
In verse 28-29,
这里先知预言说,
Your prophets.
神要将他的灵浇灌凡有血气的你们的儿女要说预言你们的老人要做异梦少年人要做见证来做异象
prophesy that it should come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions.
在天上地下我要显出奇事,
and I will show wonders in heavens and in earth.
有血有火有烟柱,
blood and fire and pillars of smoke.
So from
verse 28 to 30, here speaks of two prophecies.
就是圣灵要降下来浇灌属他的人,
that God in the end time will pour out his spirit in those days.
第二件事就是圣灵要显出神的神迹作为来,
and secondly, that wonders and signs will be manifested when this Holy Spirit comes down upon the earth.
其实到了使徒行传里面,
and when we looked into the book of Acts,
我们可以看到这件事真的在使徒行传里面发生了,
we can see these wonders and signs actually fulfilled during the book of Acts.
耶稣在世的时候, 他也吹一口气, 向门徒说, 你们已经受圣灵了。
When Lord Jesus was on the earth, he also breathed a breath into his disciples and said, you receive the Holy Spirit.
但是到了使徒行传的第二章,
but then to Acts chapter 2,
也就是耶稣升天后第十天五旬节到了,
and after Lord Jesus ascended to heaven 10 days later on the day of Pentecost,
结果神的圣灵就真的降下来,
then the Spirit of God has descended.
这个在第二章的一节到四节里面,
for the first time recorded in verse 1 to 4.
当时在耶路撒冷城的一个房间里面有120个人同心合意祷告, 得到了圣灵。
In an upper room in Jerusalem, 120 people prayed in unity and received the Holy Spirit for the first time.
我们来看一下这个使徒行传第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
16节一直到这个21节
from verse 16 to verse 21
这里根据耶尔先知所做的预言要来实现在使徒时代的教会
This is a reaffirmation of the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy
然后我们到22节这里看到
Now we see in verse 22
这里彼得这样宣讲
Here Peter proclaimed
请听我的话
Men of Israel, hear these words
神借着拿撒勒的耶稣在你们中间施行异能奇事神迹
Jesus of Nazareth, a man testify God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs
这个时候圣灵的降下让神的神迹奇事还有异能啊一起显在圣灵里面来
So Holy Spirit descended and so these miracles and wonders and signs were prevalent
所以彼得在这里得到了圣灵以后带领十一个门徒勇敢地在公会和众人面前讲述这个圣灵的见证
And soPeter, receiving the Holy Spirit, was emboldened, and he proclaimed about this truth of the Holy Spirit in front of all the public. And so what was the purpose of receiving the Holy Spirit? According to chapter 1, verse 8,
得到圣灵要传福音。
The purpose of the Holy Spirit is to preach the gospel.
从耶路撒冷城传福音到世界的各地。
To be a witness of the gospel from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth.
同时也在继续讲得到圣灵要做什么
And what else should they do when they receive the Holy Spirit?
使徒行传一章八节说要为主耶稣做见证
Further says in verse 1, chapter 1 verse 8 says that you shall be my witnesses.
所以得到圣灵最重要要为主耶稣做见证
So the most important aspect of receiving Holy Spirit is to be a witness for Christ.
我们根据使徒行传里面有四次很清楚地看到有关圣灵降在使徒们的身上。
According to the book of Acts, we can see clearly four times distinctly when the Holy Spirit came upon the members.
第一个地方就是在五旬节的时候圣灵降下。
Very first time was on the day of Pentecost when it came upon the disciples.
就是第二章的一节到四节。
And that is in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.
有人说罗马教会被建立跟这里得圣灵有关系。
And those people who say that the church was established in Rome has very much to do with this event.
他们在当中得到圣灵以后回到罗马去传。
Because some of those who received the Holy Spirit went back to Rome.
神的道理在那里做工。
And then the word of God made it
work. 后来就成立了罗马教会。
And that's how they built a church in Rome.
第二个很明显圣灵的降下
And a second very clear descent of the Holy Spirit
我们来看这个使徒行传第八章
In Acts chapter 8
使徒行传的第八章
Acts chapter 8
第八章的十四节到十七节
Verse 14 to 17
十四节到十七节
Verse 14 to 17
使徒们在耶路撒冷曾听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道就差遣彼得约翰往他们那里去
Now when the apostles were in Jerusalem heard that Samaria received the word of God they sent Peter and John to them
两个人到了就为他们祷告要叫他们受圣灵
who when they came, had come down pray for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit
因为圣灵还没有降在他们身一个人身上
Verse 16 for as yet he had fallen upon none of them they had only been baptized in the name of Jesus
他们只是奉耶稣的名受洗而已十七节于是使徒按手在他们头上
Verse 17, then they lay hands on them and they receive the Holy Spirit.
他们就受了圣灵。
And they receive the Holy Spirit.
所以这里很清楚的受洗跟得圣灵是两回事。
So very clear from this passage that there's a clear distinction between baptism and receiving Holy Spirit.
我们奉耶稣的名受洗神的圣灵有运行在我们洗礼场没有错。
When we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,In the baptismal site, yes, there is the movement of Holy Spirit upon the waters.
我们洗礼场的这个水，大水或大海，在主的里面，圣灵的工作，它变成主耶稣的宝血。
And in the waters of baptism, through the work of the Holy Spirit, it will transform to the blood of Christ and Spirit.
但是求圣灵是另外一回事。
But to pray for the Holy Spirit is a second and distinct matter.
所以我们不能混为一谈。
We should not combine the experience in the two.
有特殊的状况才有机会看到受洗同时得圣灵啊。
So it is not a single experience. So we should not only at rare times will a person receive the water baptism and baptism of the Holy Spirit at the same time.
事实上啊，当我们用心的求主耶稣带领的时候，真的会看到很多很多的见证。
And if we actually sincerely, earnestly serve the Lord, we will see many miracles and signs of this happening.
大家很多都是有不同宗教信仰。
Many people come from different beliefs.
要从这个宗教转到另外一个宗教不容易。
to change from one belief to another belief is very difficult.
你必须要有所体验和证据，你才有可能转变。
You must believe that you have experienced something and have this type of proof to yourself before you change your faith.
那曾经啊，有一批人啊，他们来到教会慕道。
One time, there's a group of people who came to seek the truth at True Jesus Church.
他们都是很虔诚的其他宗教的信徒。
They're all very devout believers in other churches.
那有的是学功夫的那个教会叫做崇祯堂。
And some of them were learning after kung fu from a specific.
崇祯堂那个不能解释。
From a specific temple.
那另外有摩门教的。
And there was one from the Mormon Church.
有那个神召会的。
There was also the Assembly of God.
还有那个拜拜的。
And also the Buddhists.
他们之所以会改变。
And why would all these people believe?
彻彻底底的就是得到了圣灵的感动。
Believe in the True Jesus Church because the Holy Spirit they received.
有一次在定期月布道会的时候。
And during the monthly evangelical service.
他们很认真地到前面参加祷告。
They earnestly came forward to pray.
这一批人说起来也是很奇妙。
And it's actually quite wonderful, that amazing how they came to church.
他们是要来看看真耶稣教会，人家说是很特别异端。
They had heard that True Jesus Church was a cult. They wanted to see for themselves.
至少来真耶稣教会看一看到底是怎么个情形。
They wanted to witness for themselves what it was all about.
结果在那一次参加布道会的时候。
And during that time of evangelical service.
他们这几个人同时都得到圣灵。
They all received the Holy Spirit at the same time.
其中有一个。
One of them.
他看到那个眼前一片黑暗。
Saw a patch of blackness in front of him.
他祷告很害怕。
In front of her, and she was very fearful.
他想找到的教会，但是太黑暗了。
Now the one that she had belonged to was full of darkness.
所以他的教会不能带给他平安。
So she knew that her own church could not bring her peace.
在黑暗中间，他看到一个亮光。
And in the midst of all that blackness, she saw a.
他就这样往那个亮光走去。
A point of light, and she started walking toward that light.
那个亮光越来越靠近他，他的害怕越来越不见。
And then, as the light drew closer to her, then her fear started to diminish.
最后，亮光就到他的面前。
And finally, the light shone brightly upon her.
原来是黄金打造的一个很大的十字架。
And then it was a golden blazing, a bright shining cross.
十字架的门一打开，他的脚要走进去。
And there was a door of the cross, and as she was walking to the cross,
就在他的脚走进去的那一刹那，他就得到宝贵的圣灵了。
When she stepped her foot into the threshold of the door, she immediately received the Holy Spirit.
他才深深的了解。
And then she understood deeply.
原来圣灵就在真耶稣教会里面。
That she recognized the Holy Spirit is abiding with the True Jesus Church.
原来真耶稣教会所敬拜的真神是合乎圣经的这位独一真神耶稣基督。
So the True Jesus Church worships the one and only true God, which is Jesus Christ.
所以祷告完了，他非常的激动。
And after the prayer, she was very touched.
一直在讲他的见证。
So emotional, she was testifying of her experience.
他们在别的宗教是非常虔诚的。
Even though they were so devout in other religions.
那神召会那个也有看到异象。
Also, the other person from the Assembly of God
也得到圣灵
experienced God by seeing vision.
所以这一批人就定住了
and receive a Holy Spirit. So this group of believers became converted.
后来他们就继续慕道
and they continued to seek the truth.
很认真的聚会
and they attended services diligently.
也参与我们的团契事工
and they also participated in all of our works.
最后立下心志，接受赦罪的洗礼，在真耶稣教会里面
they finally determined that they would receive the baptism again in the True Jesus Church and to receive the new salvation.
真的是感谢主哎
and we really thank God.
这一切神的作为不是我们人可以做得到的
all this type of wonderful miracles of God cannot be accomplished by humans alone.
我们只是尽自己的一点本分，把神的道理讲清楚。
We only do a little bit of our duty to state clearly the gospel of Christ.
接下来就看神的圣灵的作为。
It is up to God's Spirit to do His work.
真的照着他所说的神迹、奇事、异能，同时显明在圣灵的见证工作里头啊。
And as prophesied in the Bible, then the wonders, signs, and miracles happened when the Holy Spirit came upon them.
所以我们可以非常的深信啊。
And so we can deeply believe.
真耶稣教会是有神同在的一个教会。
That True Jesus Church is a church that has the abiding God.
有纯正的道理。
It has the true gospel.
有纯正从神来的圣灵。
It has the true Holy Spirit of God.
你不明白、不了解，是你体验不够。
If you don't understand or you don't believe, it is because you have not received.
你不太认识这位神的一切全能。
You have not experienced yourself. You don't know this Almighty God yet.
所以你才会辩解啊。
And that is why you will debate.
信仰才会走偏了。
And that's why your faith will go
astray. 你真的明白不应该是这样的。
And your understanding should be not be like this.
我们再来看第三个例子。
Let's look at the third example.
请看使徒行传第十章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传的第十章。
Acts chapter 4.
十章。
Acts chapter 10.
十章的第一节到第三节里面呢。
From verse 1 to 3.
这里记载在该撒利亚有个人名叫哥尼流。
There's a man in Caesarea called Cornelius.
他是百夫长。
He is a centurion.
他是个虔诚的人。
He was a devout man.
他们全家都敬畏神。
He and his household all feared God.
很有爱心, 常常帮助别人。
They had love and gave alms generously.
有一天他也常常祷告。
And he often prayed.
有一天在下午,
and one afternoon,
三点的时候,
3 o'clock in the afternoon, when he was praying by himself, he saw a vision.
结果圣灵对他说, 你要派三个仆人去找彼得。
So Holy Spirit instructed him to send men to look for Peter.
我们来看第九节第十节。
Looking at verse 9 and 10.
第二天中午啊, 这个彼得在自己的房子阁楼上面祷告。
Next day, when Peter went up to the housetop to pray,
他也正在看异象。
He also saw a vision.
然后有圣灵声音说,
and then the voice of the Holy Spirit spoke.
等一下有三个人要来, 你要跟他们去。
Later on, you'll see three people who will come and call you. You need to follow them.
后来彼得就跟他们去了。
And so Peter followed these people.
从34节到43节他讲述见证耶稣基督的道理。
And then from verse 34 to 43, he witnessed the gospel of Christ.
正在讲的时候,
and while he was preaching,
就有人得到圣灵了。
People there received the Holy Spirit.
后来就奉耶稣的名为他们洗礼。
And then he baptized them in the name of Jesus Christ.
这里又再次的证明洗礼跟得圣灵是两回事。
And here again it shows that water baptism and receiving Holy Spirit are two distinct events.
并不是洗礼了你就有圣灵不是。
Doesn't mean when you receive Holy Spirit you have baptism you already have the Holy Spirit.
我们奉耶稣的名为你洗礼。
When we baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ.
神的圣灵就运行在这个洗礼当中。
Then the Holy Spirit will move among the waters.
所以有圣灵血水三样。 来做证据来见证,
and there will be three witnesses, water, blood, and the Holy Spirit in the water.
并不是说你已经得圣灵了,
that doesn't mean that you already see the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要另外祈求啊。
Holy Spirit needs to be prayed for separately.
我们在这里看见了。
And we see here,
彼得他有做什么吗? 没有。
Did Peter do anything special?
他只有祷告。
All he did was pray.
外邦人哥尼流也是只有祷告。
And Cornelius, the Gentile, only prayed.
结果神亲自在这个祷告中间就做了他美好的事。
And the both are praying, and God made the connection and did the wonders.
这真的是很奇妙的事。
And this is actually very miraculous.
有一次到那个大陆的珠海这个地方有一个教会。
And one time I visited a Zhuhai church in China.
当时广东省只有一个传道，所以很难去牧养教会。
That time there's only one preacher in the Guangdong province, and so there was no ministers in the local area.
所以我们在香港注目的传道要进去协助。
And so as a minister in Hong Kong, I had to often support their work there.
有一次我坐船，然后到澳门，再从澳门转到珠海。
One time I rode boat there to Zhuhai. On a boat, Almen, and then to Zhuhai in China.
在那里, 大家很认真听道理。
And when I was preaching, they listened intently.
尤其中午吃饭啊, 我根本吃不完一碗饭。
And while I was eating lunch, I couldn't even finish one bowl of rice.
我饭差不多要, 菜要扒完, 他们又加菜。
Every time I wanted to eat something, they add more rice and vegetables.
我正在吃的时候, 他们问问题,
and as I'm eating, they keep asking me questions.
所以我那一碗饭没办法吃完。
And so my bowl of rice could never be finished.
他们那种热忱啊, 真的很感动人啊。
Their fervency to study and learn was very touching.
哎, 一次祷告, 30个得圣灵是很正常的事情啊。
And it's very normal occurrence to have one prayer and 30 people receive the Holy Spirit.
第二次祷告20几个得圣灵。
And the second time we pray, 28 people receive.
我们按手都来不及啊。
And when we're trying to lay hands, we are so rushed.
他们祷告真的很认真啊。
And they pray so hard.
我们还有这个地毯呢, 他们没有直接是地板呢。
And they only had a plain floor, not like carpet like us.
他们给我的感觉是什么?
And how do they make me feel?
能够来到会堂聚会是一件快乐荣耀的事。
that if they can even come to the church to worship, it is a privilege and an honor and a joy.
他们要突破很多的困难。
They had to go through many difficult obstacles.
这个教会没有挂招牌的。
On this church, there was no name.
所以要非常小心啊。
And so they had to be very careful.
他们是这样这么认真呢。
And this is how hard they sought after gospel.
难怪祷告二十几个得胜，一次三十几个得胜，很正常哎。
And that's why every time we pray, 20, 30 people receive the Holy Spirit.
所以今天呢、啊，有时候我们要看看自己啊。
So sometimes we need to look at ourselves.
不要自满自足，以为我已经够了，其实差得远了。
Don't think that we're good enough because we are far from it.
有时去走一走其他地方，会发现大家怎么样热心呢、
啊、？We have fallen short of the fervency of others around the world.
那个当场病得医治的见证很多哎。
And there are so many miracles of people having instant healing on the spot.
按手当场病得医治这种见证。太多了。
As we lay hands, immediately people who have diseases were healed on the spot.
在他们那边不稀奇啊。
And this was a very common occurrence.
在我们这里就很稀奇了。
And here it is an amazing miracle.
因为我们生病啊，都会先找哪一个大医师啊，什么药啊。
Because when we're sick, we'll first look for a physician.
哪里会先跪下来好好祷告？没有。
We would never kneel down first to ask God for help.
哎。所以这个心态完全不同啊。
And so their hearts are completely different.
一个是强调圣灵的能力。
And one mindset is to emphasize.
一个是强调人的知识，科学的知识。
The work of the Holy Spirit. The other one mindset is on the knowledge of men.
所以当然有不同的现象发生嘛。
As a result, there are different consequences or work of the Holy Spirit.
我们再来看使徒行传十九章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章
Acts 19
十九章的一节到七节
Verse 1 to 7
这里保罗来到以弗所
When Paul came to Ephesus
见到几个门徒他就问
He saw some believers and said
你们信的时候受了圣灵没有
Questioning, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
他们回答说没有
They said no
也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来
We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit
保罗就问你们受的是什么洗啊
Paul asked them into what were you baptized
他们说是施洗约翰的洗
He said into John's baptism
保罗说这是悔改的洗
And Paul said this is a baptism repentance
你们要信那个在他以后来的那位耶稣
You need to believe in him who is to come after John the Baptist that is Jesus Christ
所以保罗就奉耶稣的名为他们洗礼。
And so Paul baptized them in the name of Lord Jesus.
后来保罗按手在他们头上。
And when Paul laid hands on them,
圣灵便降在他们身上。
Holy Spirit came upon them.
就说起这个舌头奇异的卷舌音。
And spoke in tongues and prophesied.
所以得圣灵的凭据乃是你的舌头发出自然发出卷动的卷舌音。
So the evidence of receiving Holy Spirit is when we speak in tongue.
这是四个地方在使徒行传很清楚的记载。
And these are the four cases recorded in the book of Acts.
同时我们可以看到在早期的使徒时代教会里面圣灵的明证是很清楚的。
We can also see the testimony of the work of the Holy Spirit in the early church in the book of Acts.
比如说第三章这里讲到。
For example, in Acts chapter 3 it says,
这里我们看到彼得、约翰下午三点有这个习惯到圣殿门门口
Peter and John had the habit of going to the temple to pray at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
有天生瘸腿的人坐在门门口面前。
And there was a man that was lame from birth.
人的帮助只是每天早上傍晚背他来背他回去。
What the people could do to help him was to just bring him to the gate every day and bring him home. 或者
去送一些东西来帮助他。
They can only give him some alms.
可是彼得、约翰定睛看他
But Peter and John looked at him intently.
然后对着他说你看我们
And said, look at us.
那个天生瘸腿的就看着彼得约翰
And that person fixed his eyes on them.
彼得就说金银财宝我没有
Peter said, silver gold I do not have.
我只把所有的耶稣基督介绍给你
But what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up
and walk. 所以他就奉耶稣基督的名
So he, in the name of Jesus Christ,
叫他起来行走
He called him to rise up and walk.
扶着他，拉起他的右手。
And he took him by the right hand, lifting him up.
这个人当场就可以起来，走着跳着。
And this person immediately, his feet and ankles bones received strength, stood up, leaping.
众人都看见，以为他们两个是不是一般人，是从神来的人。
And all the people were amazed and thought that they were unusual people.
但是彼得很清楚地告诉众人。
But Peter told them clearly.
在十二节这样说。
In verse 12,
彼得就对百姓讲。
That to the people,
以色列人啊，为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？
Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this?
为什么定睛看我们呢？
Why do you look so intently at us?
以为我们凭着自己的能力和宗教信仰的虔诚，让这个人起来行走的吗？
As though by our own power godliness we have made this man walk.
我们再来看15节。
Let's look at verse 15.
你们杀了那生命的主。
And killed the prince of life.
神却叫他从死里复活了。
Whom God raised from the dead.
我们都是为这事来做见证。
Of which we are witnesses.
彼得靠着耶稣基督的名行神迹奇事。
Peter performed miracles by the name of Jesus Christ.
他很清楚是在为主做见证。
He knows he's bearing witness for Christ.
圣灵的工作明显的显出。
Holy Spirit's work was manifested clearly.
我们是为那从死里复活得胜的耶稣基督做生命的见证。
We are here to witness for Jesus Christ, the one who rose victorious from the dead.
他胜过死的权势。
He has surpassed the power of death.
他胜过罪恶的权势。
He transcended the power of sin.
他也胜过了这个魔鬼，打败魔鬼。
And he was victorious in the battle against Satan.
所以这里很明显的看到他们透过耶稣基督的名，在圣灵里面显出了神迹奇事。
Here clearly states that through the name of Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, they're able to perform miracles of God.
在台湾有一个负责人呢。
In Taiwan, there was a board member.
他患了这个大肠癌。
He had colon cancer.
结果医生宣布不行了。
And he was in terminal stage.
他就开始参加早祷会。
So he started to pray in the morning.
参加两个月以后，他忘记了已经这个大肠癌的事情。
Joined in the church's morning prayers, and after 2 weeks of prayer, he forgot about his condition.
后来啊，他跑去找医生。
Later he went to see the doctor.
医生再一次检查的时候，发现没有任何一个癌细胞。
After he was re-examined, the doctor found all his cancer cells gone.
医生还告诉他。
And then the doctors told him.
你是怎么医好的？跟我讲，我来发表，我们把钱一起分呢。
Tell us the secret of how you got healed. If you tell us the secret, then we can split the
profits. 他说我只是早上参加教会的早祷会。
And he said all I did was to go to the church's morning prayers.
连续两个月。
And I continued for 2 months.
他的大肠也就这样好起来了。
And that's how his colon cancer recovered.
透过祷告显出圣灵的见证来。
Through the prayers, the work of the Holy Spirit
was manifested. 你在家里有你自己的祷告，这没问题。
Yes, you can pray at your home. That is no problem.
但是你到教会参加这个要信心。
But for you to come to church, attend the morning prayers.
你真的在家里祷告，你的祷告会比在教会更加专心吗？
Requires faith. Would your prayers at home be more concentrated?
更能够进入到圣灵里面去吗？
Then the prayers at church, can you enter into the depth of the Holy Spirit?
讲良心话很困难。
If you are conscientious,
很少有人真的在家里能够有很好的祷告生活。
You'll admit that it's a much different type of prayer compared to home.
所以有时候要逼一下自己啊，能够重视这个圣灵中祷告的生活。
And so sometimes you have to force yourself to really value prayers.
你放胆讲述神的道，也是要圣灵的帮助。
When you boldly preach the word of God, you also need the Holy Spirit's power.
我们来看《使徒行传》第四章。
Let's look at Acts chapter
31节。
Verse 4, verse 31.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动。
After prayer, the whole place was shaken.
他们就都被圣灵给充满了。
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
放胆讲论神的道。
They spoke the word of God with boldness.
所以你看看，祷告要进入到圣灵的充满。
So we must pray until we enter the depths of the fullness of
the
Holy Spirit. 你就能
够勇敢地讲述神的道。
Then you will be bold in speaking, proclaiming the word of God.
这个很重要。
And this is very important.
有一次在聚会的时候。
One time during a service.
有慕道者参加。
There were truth seekers present.
我们讲道讲到一半了。
And after we preached for a while.
那个慕道者他有所改变。
And that newcomer had a change.
他的身体往前面伸，那个椅子会震动。
And his body started to shake. He
even, 身体往后面，椅子也会震动。
When he went lean forward, the front pew started to shake. When he leaned back, the pew started to shake.
最后唱诗祷告的时候，他就跪下来了。
And during the singing of hymns, he knelt down.
结果他要控制他的身体，没办法。
He couldn't control his body.
后来问他，你这个情形什么时候开始？
We asked him, did this ever happen to you before?
就是他听神的圣经的道理听到一半，圣灵就催逼他，而且他在听到一半得到了圣灵。
And so when he was listening to the sermon, the Holy Spirit moved him and touched him and shaken him.
控制不了,
so he couldn't control his movement.
他自己做见证这样讲,
and when he was testifying,
最后祷告就放胆祷告,
the Holy Spirit was coming inside him strongly and poured down. And so at the end, when he knelt down to pray, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果没有神的圣灵的明证, 教会会乱。
Today, without the proof of the Holy Spirit, the church will be in chaos.
教会没有神的作为同在, 会乱。
Without the work of the Holy Spirit, church will become chaotic.
真的没有秩序, 什么人都可以乱讲话。
There will be no order in anyone.
奇奇怪怪的事情都会跑出来。
Anyone can say anything without fear.
为什么? 因为教会没有神的同在。
Because God is not abiding in the church, so they,
教会显得没有秩序, 没有力量。
So they dare to say whatever they like to say in the church.
最近有一个见证这样发生。
Recently, there's a testimony.
有一个慕道者他被鬼附着。
And there was a newcomer that was possessed by a demon.
那信徒带来教会。
And then someone brought him to church.
说起来遇到这种事没有神的能力同在你怎么做?
Without the power of God abiding, how can you deal with this?
你找长老执事有用吗? 也是没有用。
Even elders and deacons cannot help. Without help.
那个教会有好几个长老好几个执事。
There were so many deacons and elders in that church.
找人真的没有用。
Even they could not help.
要找主耶稣。
So the only one that can help is Lord Jesus Christ.
他来教会聚会。
When he came to church.
我们福音组的同龄姐妹啊, 帮他翻圣经。
Our sisters in the gospel team opened the Bible for them.
我们从台上可以看到。
We can see from the pulpit.
看到什么呢? 那个福音组的姐妹, 一面讲, 哈利路亚, 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 帮他翻呢。
And as the sister is turning the Bible for this demon-possessed person, she kept saying hallelujah. You can see her goosebumps were all
因为那个人啊, 被鬼附着了。
Covering her skin, and because that person was demon-possessed.
念大学二年级,
and she was only in
之后没有办法读书。
The demon-possessed was a sophomore in college.
被困扰了九年。
And she was bounded by the demon for 9 years.
她的父母亲在那个城市小有名气。
And the parents were famous in that city.
后来就放弃她, 不再治疗。
And they couldn't do anything to heal her. So they,
一个孩子被父母亲放弃了, 很可怜哎。
They gave up and abandoned her.
后来她来教会。
And later on when she came to church,
我们就去拜访她的父母亲。
We went to visit her parents.
说你可以放心, 把这个孩子交到教会来。
We said to them, go ahead, just leave your daughter with us.
她父母亲也有来过教会看。
And her parents came to church to see.
所以他们很放心。
And so they were content to leave her.
教会是神的地方。
They felt safe because
教会是拯救人的地方。
Church is the home of God.
教会是要显明神的圣灵同在的地方。
It is a refuge of God. It is a place where Holy Spirit dwells.
所以那个小姐她每次都会来。
And so that lady will always come to church.
有一次我们举办福音茶会的时候,
one time we have a gospel service.
她自己从后面 跑到前面接受按手哎,
she herself came to the front, knelt down to pray.
当然我们要按手以前先奉主的名赶撒旦。
And we lay hands on her, first saying, in the name of Lord Jesus, Satan be gone.
奉主的名啊, 叫她安静。
Then in the name of Jesus, we told her to be quiet.
她才可能祷告了。
And that's how she can pray.
她就好好跪着祷告, 我们教她怎么祷告。
And she knelt orderly and started praying.
再来按手的时候, 她得到宝贵的圣灵。
Then later on, when we lay hands on her a second time, she received the Holy Spirit.
哇, 原来她改变了。
And she was transformed.
她笑起来很好看了。
She started to smile and laugh.
不是被鬼附着那种难看了。
And she was no longer ugly, tainted by evil.
中午吃饭的时候, 她特别 姚范在跟我坐在一起。
She became quite pretty with her smiles, and she came to sit with us to eat.
还有几位长子也跟我坐在一起。
And other elders and deacons sat with us together.
这个小姐她就这样问了。
And this lady asked,
田传道，你知道他们叫什么名字吗？
Do you know, Pastor Tim, what they're called?
我说我不知道。
I don't know.
原来在她里面的那个鬼叫做群。
The demons that were in her, their name was called Legion.
因为像耶稣在格拉森赶那个乌鬼的时候，他们跑到猪群里面，所以他们叫群。
Because when Lord Jesus was at Lake Gennesaret, he also had to cast out a group of devils called a legion from a demoniac.
他在问我,
and so she asked me,
你知道他们有几只吗?
Do you know how many in the legion?
我说我不知道。
I said, I don't know.
他告诉我,
she told me,
他们在我里面总共有180只。
In me, there were 180 of them.
一只就受不了了，还180只。
Can you imagine if only one demon is in you? How can you stand it?
还好我们事前不知道。
It's good that we didn't know this fact.
事先知道，我看我们就很辛苦了。
Maybe we would have been more fearful.
感谢主耶。
And thank God.
圣灵的能力把这件事情处理掉了。
The power of the Holy Spirit was able to resolve this matter.
后来这个小姐就可以上班。
And then later on, this lady could go back to work.
她就很正常了。
She became normal and healthy again.
所以神的道带有神的圣灵的能力。
And so the word of God carries with it the Holy Spirit's power.
甚至具备有圣灵的权柄。
It has the authority of the Holy Spirit.
这个一定有的。
And this must be.
神选召他的使徒们的时候。
When Lord Jesus called his disciples.
他要他们有三个目的。
He wanted them for three purposes.
第一个，天天与他同在生活。
Firstly, to live with him every day.
第二个，差他们去传福音。
To send them out to preach.
第三个，给他们医病赶鬼的能力。
Thirdly, to give them the authority to cast out demons.
我们今天信耶稣，如果都没有啊，你就要检讨自己啊。
If today we believe in Jesus, we lack these three things, then we lack.
为什么你自己心中的果欲那个贪念拿不掉呢？
We need to examine ourselves. How can we not even cast out demons in our heart?
这个很重要哎。
This is very important.
你信耶稣信到这三个能力都没有啊。
If we have believed Jesus so long, how can we not have these three powers?
现在教会正在灵恩布道，你在哪里？
If today we have spiritual convocation, where have you gone to?
如果愿意跟主耶稣同住，你现在应该在这里。
If you want to dwell with Jesus Christ, you should be here.
你如果愿意参与神的圣工，你应该接受主圣灵的差遣。
If you're willing to serve God, you should be willing to follow the will of the Holy Spirit.
你更要具备神给你的医病赶鬼的能力。
You should also equip yourself by praying for the power to cast out demons and heal.
应该神的门徒会有这种能力才对。
The disciples of Christ should have these three powers.
那为什么没有？
And why is it that we lack these things?
我们自己要检讨反省啊。
We need to examine ourselves. Why we lack these things?
你的祷告怎么样？
How is your prayer?
你对主的心意怎么样？
How is your heart of service?
我们要去想一想哎。
Let's think about it.
如果都达到他所要求的标准，你一定有。
Met everything the Lord requires of us, we'll surely have this.
我们再来看这个《使徒行传》的十二章。
Let's further look at Acts chapter 12.
这里谈到教会的祷告。
Here speaks about the prayer of the church.
神差天使拯救彼得。
When God sent an angel to rescue,
这也是圣灵的明证。
Rescue Peter. This is also a proof of the work of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传十六章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 16.
十六章。
Acts 16.
保罗在第六节这里，保罗原本要到特罗亚去。
Originally, Paul was to go to Phrygia.
结果在夜间第九节看到异象。
And then he saw a dream in the night.
有一个马其顿人站在那里求他。
There was a man Macedonia pleading to him.
请你过到马其顿城来。
Come over to Macedonia and help us.
第十节，保罗既然看到这异象，他就顺服圣灵的差遣。
And verse 10, after he seen the vision, he immediately followed the will of Holy Spirit.
所以，我们有时候啊，真的要看看圣灵的意思怎么样啊。
So.Many times we should seek what is the will of the Holy Spirit.
有一个慕道者小姐。
And submit to it. And so there is a
她在幼稚园上班。
Newcomer, and she is a lady who works.
她跟我说今天好爽。
In a preschool, and she came. She said, "Today I feel so good."
为什么
？Why?
因为幼稚园的校长骂人，她始终都不还口。后来他骂人了，他就还口了。
So when the principal was yelling, she talked back.
他还口啊，也就是顶那个校长的话，顶到后来校长哭。
And she yelled back so much the principal cried.
他跟我说，这是圣灵感动我还口啊。
And she said the Holy Spirit moved me to yell back.
哇，我说哎呀，这样不对啊。
And I said to her, I don't think that's the Holy Spirit.
你在话语上好像赢胜了别人了，其实。你不是一个很好的基督徒的表现呢。
This is not a very good expression of the fruit of the spirit.
所以这样是错的。
And this is not correct.
他才醒悟过来说啊，这样是错的。
And so she realized that she was at fault.
圣灵的能力，祷告并不是叫我们去做恶事。
Holy Spirit's power is not to send us to do evil.
而是要我们能够体察神圣灵的一种明证。
And to be able to experience and know the will of God.
所以保罗他有特罗亚这个经验以后，他每一次都会说，请教会帮忙代祷， 打开福音的恩门。
So after Paul had his experience of Phrygia, he always asked the church to pray on his behalf to open the gospel doors.
所以我们今天也是要这样子求神打开福音恩典的门啊。
So today we also need to plead to God to open the gospel doors for us.
并不是找一个布道专家或者谁来讲会比较好，不是这样的。
It's not that we ask for a specific person by name to come here to evangelize.
而是我们要真正的被圣灵给引导，显明圣灵的一种能力。
We truly must have the power of the Holy Spirit in us to be able to lead us and guide us.
当圣灵运行在我们中间的时候，
When the power of the Holy Spirit moves among us,
我们就可以感受到那种圣灵的见证。
Then we can experience the testimonies in the Holy Spirit.
有一次有一个教会他们做到这一点了。
And one time there's a church that was able to do this.
结果那一次的灵恩布道会总共有43个人得到圣灵了。
And that very spiritual convocation, 43 people received the Holy Spirit.
又看异象。
They saw visions.
又有病得医治的见证。
There were healings.
所以哪一个教会做到什么样的条件，就会得到神的一种同工啊。
However hard a church works earnestly to...
并不是说那个教会有特殊人物在就能够有神的力量，不是的。
Serve God, then God will work there. It's not because of a specific worker that comes to visit.
真的，那个慕道者会自己来耶。
And that kind of fervent church, then
连早祷会也进来耶。
The true seekers will come on their own.
也得到圣灵耶。
Come to join the
平常我们聚会他也进来耶。
Morning prayers on their own.
我们的福音茶会、夜布道会他也进来耶。
They'll come on their own without us asking them to, they're joining our services by themselves.
就被定住了，而且愿意继续查考，后来就受洗了。
And they are latched on to the gospel of Christ and they become baptized.
我们会发现为什么慕道者来又走啊，就定不住啊。
Why is it that sometimes our true seekers come, they cannot stay, they just leave?
其实就是圣灵的工作没有那么明显了。
It is because the work of the Holy Spirit is not that evident here.
所以常常会觉得奇怪，怎么会这样呢？
And so we'll wonder why.
其实有圣灵神的同在啊，我们就可以感受到那种教会的见证。
Holy Spirit abides with us, we will experience many testimonies.
所以我们要谦卑到有神显现来同在。
So we must lower ourselves, become humble, so God's Spirit will work with us.
我们如果没有做到这一点，这个教会一直很软弱。
Without doing this, then this church will continue to be weak.
因为教会要发展，必须要有圣灵的工作。
For a church to prosper, there must be the work of the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵的工作，这个教会真的很弱。
Without the work of the Holy Spirit, this church will become weakened.
甚至会造成一些腐化的现象。
There will be actually corruption.
什么事情都会发生。
Many things unexpected will happen.
所以讲到这里啊。
And here we think.
我们必须啊，真的要能够很用心的在祷告上面下功夫。
We must spend more time to pray and, with all our heart.
有一次一个年轻的传道人，
One time there was a young preacher.
他被安排到一个不太好的教会去。
He was sent to a church that was not in a good condition.
所谓不太好的教会就是不能荣耀神的教会。
When we say not in good condition, it means a church that doesn't glorify God's name.
外面政治的选举会进来教会。
The politicians from the outside will come in to talk.
信徒的行为也表现得非常不好。
And the deeds of the believers were very poor.
所以就安排一个老传道去那边整顿，他不要，他说派我去，他要辞职。
And so there was an elderly minister that was assigned there, but they rejected him, and so they assigned me instead.
那个里面有执事也没有用。
Even though it had deacons, it was ineffective.
因为他也是制造问题的人、啊。
Because he also caused problems.
那整个教会这样怎么发展、啊、
？So how can a church prosper with people like this?
后来，神就派一位刚刚出来的传道人了、
啊。And then God sent a preacher who had just graduated.
这个总会的人就说啊，你去那边一定有工作可以做，你要接受挑战。
And then the GA said that if you go there, accept the challenge.
年轻不懂事啊，所以总会怎么讲就怎么听。
And so I just submitted to whatever they said to take on the challenge.
年轻传道人就去了。
And so the young minister came, went there.
原来这个教会啊，真的很糟糕啊。
And this church was indeed in a sad state.
连他们自己负责人啊，也做一梦。
Even their own council members had spiritual dreams.
说要来聚会到教会门口啊,
and that when we were coming to church to,
每一个人都分有一双白色的鞋子,
to attend service, each of them were given a white shoe.
鞋子上面都有写名字,
and each of the pairs of white shoe had their names.
每个人的鞋子都脏啊, 脏兮兮啊,
but every pair of white shoe was stained.
我们信主这么久了, 你看看你的信仰还有那么纯正吗?
Think about it. We have believed in Jesus for so long. Is
你的脚,
our,
你的行为到底怎么样啊?
Is our faith still pure? How is our deeds?
所以那个鞋子就是代表一个人的行为。
That shoe represents our deeds and character.
进来教会里面看到每一个人都有一个房间。
And besides the stained shoes, when they came in, everyone had their own room.
每一个房间上面写名字, 某某长老, 某某执事, 某某负责人, 某某, 某某谁。
And in the church, in a dream, everyone had their own room and had their names.
结果那个房间里面每一个都塞满了垃圾。
And every member's name were on different rooms, and each one of the rooms were filled with garbage.
信主很久的不再灵修啊, 你那个房间, 教会里面, 房间是塞满了露水。
And especially long-time believers, those were filled to the brim with garbage.
不要以为你领受职分啊, 其实你职分没做好, 你垃圾一堆啊。
Don't think that just because you're a minister of God that you have, you're hired.
后来问他, 那你的鞋子跟在教会里面的房间, 怎么样啊, 垃圾怎么样, 鞋子摆不摆啊, 他不讲话。
And so I asked this council member, I said, so how was your shoe and your room? Was it clean?
那后来这个传道要推动圣工。
And then later on, when this minister wanted to push the holy work,
有一天半夜啊, 这个, 有一个打扮成医生的,
there was a person who appeared who looked like a
physician. 他睡在三楼那个传道房。
And when the minister was sleeping on the third floor,
他觉得很冷哎。
He felt suddenly a cold.
准备要起床的时候,
when he was getting up from bed,
有一个医生就坐在他的面前,
there was a physician sitting at the foot of his
他一看,
bed.
哦, 原来是主耶稣啊。
And then he said, oh, that was Lord Jesus.
主耶稣就跟他讲,
and Lord Jesus said to him,
有人要想整你啊。
There's someone who wants to hurt you.
这个传道人说, 诶, 没有啊。
And then the preacher said, no, I don't think so.
大家都不错啊。
Everyone's good.
他说, 你看看你的脚, 膝盖到脚掌。
Then the Jesus said, look at your feet and your knees.
他一看, 哦, 全部剩下骨头耶。
And you can see that it's only skeleton.
他就转过来看耶稣啊。
Then he turned to look at Jesus.
他没有讲话, 就, 意思就是说, 怎么办?
And he said, with his look, what should I do?
主耶稣就跟他说,
and Lord Jesus said,
你照样祷告你的。
You must continue to pray.
你照样忠心做你的圣工。
You must continue to serve faithfully.
其他的我来处理。
Everything else I'll take care of.
然后这个年轻的传道人对耶稣说, 那我的脚这样剩下骨头怎么可以?
Then the young minister said, but my feet is only skin and bones now.
主耶稣对他这样讲,
what do I do? And then Jesus said,
不用担心,
don't worry.
耶稣从那个膝盖就这样子摸, 往那个脚掌去的时候, 他摸过的地方又长出肉来啊。
Then Lord Jesus laid his hands on his legs and the flesh came back.
两只脚都一样。
And both legs were operating this way.
后来耶稣站起来就笑。
Then the Lord Jesus stood up and went away.
不用担心, 我与你同在。
He said, do not be afraid, I will be with you.
所以他就离开了。
And then Jesus left.
真的隔天啊,
next day,
要想攻击传道人的这个不太一样的信徒啊。
And there are some members who wanted to attack the minister.
他们跑到教会来啊, 跟传道人道歉啊。
They came to apologize to the
我们错了啊,
preacher. Said, we are sorry.
你讲道讲的按照圣经讲。
They said, your sermons are in accordance with the Bible.
我们想说怎么按照圣经讲, 这样我们就很多的缺陷。
And when you preach according to the Bible, we feel so guilty.
哎, 觉得这样不好。
And we thought it was bad.
所以他们就想要反对传道人。
So they were looking for ways to rebel against the
preacher. 他们这种心态做法, 神都知道。
And the way they worked, well, God knows.
就是没有谦卑受教, 要体贴罪恶的事。
And they were not humble, they were leaning toward evil.
教会已经习惯有分门结党罪恶的事存在。
And the church was used to division and corruption.
但是透过这一次, 他们知道错。
And from this time, they learned their mistake.
深深对不起神。
And they were truly sorry to God.
也跑过来跟这个传道人说对不起。
And they also apologized profusely to the preacher.
结果没有想到这些人却后来成为这个传道人的得力的助手。
And these people became the preacher's right hand and workers of God.
本来是主力, 这个主就变成助力。
Before, there were obstacles. Now they have become the support for his ministry. So then the whole church became united. Then the God poured his blessing and work upon the church. Many miracles happened.
一直到现在，这些人还在记得这个传道。
Until now, these people still remember the preacher.
我们是要讨神欢喜，不是讨人的欢喜。
We are not here to please men, but God.
在神的教会里面，神一定会显出他的公义和他的明证来。
In the church of God, God will show His judgment, righteousness.
我们要勇敢壮胆的透过圣灵来讲述神的话。
We must be bold and brave to proclaim the word of God.
透过神的话，要来拯救很多世上的人呢。
According to the word of God, we can use it to preach and save many souls. And so the pattern of doctrine needs to be reinforced. To be fulfilled by the pattern of the Holy Spirit. The truth it has to be proven by the Holy Spirit and confirmed by power. And may God bless everyone. Let's pray in silence.